Hello and happy Thanksgiving from your friends here at Laura and Sergio Need Friends. We need friends, but we don't need turkey.
I do.
I mean, I'll take a turkey.
I need stuffing.
I like stuffing. Stuffing's
really good. And there's a bunch of other things like that we don't normally eat either, like the big slices
cranberry
of
cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love
it. Why? All of that food should be served year-round.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Marie Callender's has
it. Oh, they do. It's really good.
It is really good.
It's funny.
What did you do for Thanksgiving?
I was just walking in and out of different hotels and drinking. Basically getting lit. Walking around, like, eating at a bar and shit. And you might be asking, what the fuck are you doing? But we were in Vegas, baby. So that was completely normal. What did you do?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, right.
That was I won. I did win.
What did you win?
I won $80-something.
Nice.
So I had like $100-something total because I put in $20. And so I took out the money and then I gave it to you. And then
I transformed that into $20. Yeah, I lost like $80.
You did magic.
It's not even like, that's nothing. Like
compared
people probably
to other people.
I'm sure people put in like $500. Easy.
Yeah. So the first day we got... Oh, well, because we came here for Thanksgiving. Turkey, turkey, gobble, gobble. I'm thankful for my listeners. What about you?
I'm thankful that we were able to not have to worry about coordinating anything.
Cooking.
Yep. Cleaning up. And yeah.
And we got a vacation. And
I know, right?
We haven't really done this in a while.
We've never been into Vegas by ourselves, too.
No, it was dope. And so the first day, we got here on Wednesday night.
The 24th of November.
2021.
At 9:45 p.m.
With
Why
a
do I
show
know this?
That we started at 9:30.
Yeah,
so
it was not big
we
enough.
Were a little bit late.
Just a little. Like, she was freaking out the whole time. Well, that's the... It's like, okay, there's being late, but have you guys ever been late to something? Knowing you were going to be late to something for, like, 8 hours? Well, that was us.
Yeah. It was awful.
Because I completely forgot Thanksgiving traffic. And yeah. I was already late a little... Like, it took me a bit to get ready.
Yeah. And... I was rushing and I was stressed the whole time, but I'm trying to learn and grow as a person, and part of that involves like being more understanding if things happen and people are late to things. It doesn't mean that they don't care about it. It just means that they're late, you know.
And it just means we didn't think about it.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to be kind of flexible with it, but oh my god, I was shitting my pants. It was awful. But we made it to most of it, and we actually got better seats. We went to...
I don't know. Just kidding. Yeah. Cirque du Soleil. And it was like specifically Love. Like a Beatles thing. Yeah. The Beatles like kind of thing. Yeah, it's called Love.
Yeah.
Love Bug.
What did you think of it? How would you describe the show as well?
I would describe it as a artsy interpretation of a bunch of Beatles songs. I guess centered around love, I don't know. I don't know what a regular Cirque du Soleil show is. This is my first time. So it was like storytelling with not just like cool dances and shit and like stuff projected on the screens. But it was like full blown, like acrobat kind of people. Like,
yeah.
Like there was probably like a dozen times where people like drooped down, but were lowered from the ceiling and shit.
Drooped
down. There was a shit ton of props, like crazy shit.
Yeah.
There was a fucking Beetle, like Volkswagen Beetle, that multiple ones, but one of them was a Transformers, basically, kind of thing. Yeah, like, it, we didn't know inside, it was people holding up the panels, and it went, and it was people.
And it was really cool. Decepticons spotted.
Yeah.
And then we all died.
Yep, and that was the end of that. This is actually the afterlife.
After that, we just went to sleep, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
But we got food.
We just ate food. Oh, I watched Golden Girls.
Yeah, it's always funny. Like, it's always kind of fun, like, at a hotel, like, finding out what's going to be on TV.
Yeah, I actually really like that.
I know, right? Because we don't have cable, man. Like, we haven't had cable since, well, us, never. But you had cable in undergrad. But yeah, it's been so long. And so, like, it's always interesting. It's like, okay, what are they still rehashing? So, like, Golden Girls, and, like, the classic cartoons. But, like, what's there that is, like, what? It's popular now, but we look at it and we're like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was day one, or night one, so that was stressful. But, like, honestly, from then on, it was really cool because, like, we weren't really late to anything anymore. Basically walking around, drinking, we did a lot. Like, there's so much you can do.
Stayed at the Luxor.
The pyramid.
Because it's a pyramid and you like pyramids.
I eat that shit up. I love Egyptian history and the ancient Egypt, like, the art and all of that. Like, so cool. Wait, not Egyptian history, ancient Egyptian, like, history, like, specifically. Not, like, current
just
events.
Current,
like,
events.
No, I don't know shit, like.
Just, like, who's the pop singers and, like.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
The fashion models or actors.
That'd be weird, like, a really random country. Yeah. Like, I closely follow, like, the royal people of Papua New Guinea. The royal family and, like. You know, I really keep up with the team there, rugby team. Just kidding. That's our homework. That's our homework, friends. Pick a random country, learn all about it, and share it with us. Hashtag Laura and Sergio need it. History.
Need education.
That's what I was going to say.
Need knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag knowledge share.
Hashtag knowledge is power.
I just saw a shooting star. It went, and then it dimmed out and died.
Yeah.
Shooting stars are, like, dead.
Yeah.
Dying stars is more the way, the appropriate.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was super cool. Anyway.
So, we get up late. We were laughing a lot at something.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But that's a story for another day.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Randomly, it's going to come up and we have to say it, yeah.
But, yeah, if this happens again, we'll just tell you guys. Especially since there isn't anybody who listens to this, to my knowledge.
Yeah, not really.
So.
I hope
so. You guys okay?
There's, like, fireman at a Best Western Plus hotel or some shit.
Definitely murder.
I was gonna say the shooting star, like, crashed into the hotel or
something. Oh, okay. That's murder, though.
Nah.
Okay, so then we get up and we're leaving the hotel, and then they, like, pull us aside and they're like, oh, if you give us $50, then we're gonna give you this and this and this shit, and, like, just show up at the timeshare thing and just learn about it. You don't have to get anything. And we're like, okay, well, that's cool to get stuff, but also, like, why would we try to do stuff that wasn't even part of our plan? Like, we didn't really come here with a plan. We already had a couple shows. That's what we were gonna do. And we were just, like, gonna walk around and do whatever the fuck we felt like doing.
Well, they also get you by, like, the greeter was the one who talked to us first in front of the Luxor. He's like, hey, you guys staying here? Oh, let me hook you guys up with a couple of free tickets.
Like, how do you go, no.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't a question. It was more like a step right up.
Here.
Yeah.
And then we wasted like, what, 20 to 30 minutes just standing there?
20 minutes. Like, for something that could have been explained way quicker and way better. Because it seemed like a mix and match of deals. Yeah. I was like, you pick one of these, or how the fuck does it work?
No, it was all of them, but yeah. So we're like, okay, and I'm like, I have instant regret. Like, I don't want to talk to this person. I don't want to go to the thing. Like, even though you do get nice stuff, like, I don't need it, and it wasn't the stuff that I set out to do anyway. So that day, we walked from the Luxor all the way to the Bellagio
to the
Little Caesars.
The Mirage is where we had to do it.
The Little Caesars.
What's that?
That's what you called Caesars Palace.
Oh, Caesars Palace.
No, the
Palace.
Mirage
I forgot
was
the name.
The first day. We showed up directly there.
Oh, we showed
there
up there, right, because
we were late.
Good, because that's just far as fuck.
Yeah.
From where we would have walked. Anyway, yeah.
And so, we walked over there. And yeah, we were just stopping by, like, wherever the fuck we felt like. What did we do?
The second day was the Blue Man Group.
No, yeah, but what did we do during, like, our whole walk? We ate foods.
Yeah, I don't remember. Thursday that well.
We ate.
It's because, like, it was kind of dead a little bit on Thursday because it was Thanksgiving. But, played a little bit of the casino, we ate, we ended up eating at Denny's, actually.
At night.
Right before the show, I think? After.
After.
I think we just walked around, basically. Yeah. Like, we hit up the stores, like, because we went to, like, the usual, like, it was an adventure going from the Luxor to the Excalibur to New York. New York to, like, we were basically, like, and we went through, like, a bunch of the malls and the shit like that inside.
Yeah.
Oh, we went inside, like, the New York is where we, like, kind of lingered around for a bit, because
we had pizza.
Oh, yeah, slice of pizza. That's what it was. It was really good.
It was really good.
But that, was that really what we ate for breakfast?
No, for breakfast we had Einstein's Brothers bagels.
Oh, yeah.
We had a chai tea latte that was not
nasty.
Good.
Dude, chai tea lattes, they're hit or miss.
Yeah. And then I think that's it, really. And then we watched the Blue Man Group. So tell me about that show.
Well, there's a quote on some of the merch. It's like, hard to explain, easy to enjoy, or something like that. And that's a good description, because it's like weird. But how I would summarize it is, like, these group of friends are like, hey, let's completely cover our skin head to toe in blue paint, and that's how we're gonna perform. And, like, you can tell that it's irritating. Like, their eyeballs are, like, there was a zoom in on their eyeballs for a second. It was so red. But anyway, they're dressed, that's not even, like, the appeal. Like, they don't even talk about them being blue. It's like this weird artsy, like, it reminds me of, like, the early 2000s. I don't know why. But they're really good percussionists, basically. They're, like, performing that with random shit. So, like, they'll have, like, PVC pipes, like, basically an organ, but each note is from a PVC pipe. And there's three of them. But then there's, like, humor added into it to try to, like, help with the vibe. But it's weird humor. And, like, quiet. And, oh, Niddle Talk.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe
it. Like, there were cereal boxes.
Yeah.
They were eating it to make, like, noise. Because they're percussionists. But for some reason, like, one cereal box was bigger than the other one.
Yeah.
And then there was a smaller one inside of it. And then that's it. Like, I don't know, like, if I'm missing, like, a part of my brain, or my brain is too intact for this shit, like, but I am not understanding something.
Well, it's kind of, like, everyone has a weird talent, and that's what the Blue Man Group is, like, they just took that to their extreme, to where people are like, oh, I can understand that it's impressive, but it's honestly really weird when you take it out of context. Like,
yeah.
One of them was, it wasn't a music thing. They were just throwing balls into their mouth. Remember? And then paintballs. And then they with their mouth, like, sprayed it onto a thing.
A canvas.
Yeah, a canvas. But, like, that's weird. And one of the guy's talent was that he can fit, like, 30 of them in his mouth. But, like, on its own, it's like, what? Basically, the Blue Man Group, like, they collect their weird-ass talents and they perform for you. And you like it. But you're like, what?
And you like it.
Yeah. But what was cool, though, was in the back, the top, it was above them, it was a real band, like, with drums and guitar. And it, like, I told you, like, it looks like, or it sounds like Mad Max, like, that movie, the new movie. Not recently, like years ago. It was really cool. But my complaint really was like a little, like there's too much dead space sometimes. But would I recommend it? Yes. Would I go back again? I'm not sure.
Nah, not for me.
I think if it was a free show, I'd go back.
Free, yeah.
And if I knew they were doing some, like, different things.
But I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't tell anybody, like, oh, you have to go. If you're in Vegas, you have to go. Like, nah.
Yeah.
That's honestly probably the case with all of them. Like, you'll go and you have fun, but are you going to die if you don't watch it? Nah.
Right.
You'll be all right.
Exactly. Yeah, that was Thursday.
That was Thursday. And Friday, I think we just kept walking.
Yeah.
After. Because we were trying to get food.
Yeah, but we were just exploring. Yeah, and it was harder. Yeah. There's really less access to Denny's. Yeah. That was really good, actually. Yeah. It was like, I don't know, 11:30 at night.
Delicious.
Yeah, so good. I got like some adult chicken tenders.
It
was like nice and tender and crunchy.
It was perfectly seasoned. Mm-hmm. I had the country fried steak. It was beautiful, beautiful flavors.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the mashed potatoes and the broccoli.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Fucking love broccoli.
Me too. I like it best, like, in Chinese food. So good.
Yeah.
But they made it right. Like, it wasn't, like, Chinese food style. It was, like, more like...
It wasn't steak. Super soggy or anything.
What they put on that shit, though? It was, like, kind of buttery.
Butter.
Is buttery? You think so? It tastes really good. I don't know. I just don't know how to make it.
You don't know that how to way. Make broccoli?
How to make it taste like that.
Oh.
On my own. Still learning. Yeah. Broccoli's still a mystery to me, you know? Still have battle scars. Still have, like, the stigma. Just kidding. No, I don't. I love vegetables. I've never, like, in my adult life, never, like, not eaten the vegetables. I appreciate it fully now. As a kid, I would leave it out. Like, not eat it. But anyway, yeah, that was Thursday. Like, it's not like we didn't do anything, though. Like, it was just more exploratory because we didn't have Wednesday.
Yeah.
We were so late. Ooh. Yeah, that drive was... Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Also, like, all... We had to stop halfway through driving to Vegas to pee. And in Riverside, and all the fucking bathrooms of the restaurants that were still open were closed or out of order. I was like, what the fuck kind of thing? What's happening? Like, pre-Thanksgiving? Like, were they closing early? I don't know.
Maybe there's like a cereal shitter that, like, sprays poops everywhere.
Oh my god. But where does everyone else go poop?
The sink.
Like, right? The sink.
Yeah.
But it was completely gone. Oh, wait. I guess you just have to go in there, huh?
You don't know. It's in the kitchen.
Oh, in the kitchen. Oh, yeah. That makes sense to me. But yeah, Friday, dude, we did so much on Friday. Because we ended up going to the high roller.
No, we didn't.
No?
No.
On Friday?
No, we didn't. My bad.
Damn. The roller coaster.
What?
What's the roller coaster
called? Oh, I have no idea. In New York, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the roller coaster. And then we also went above on the Eiffel Tower, which was actually really cool.
That was really nice. And we saw the Bellagio show. Well, let's talk more about, not just, what we did, but, the vibes. And, let me just say, we were recording, our dumbasseries, the whole time, and it was really fucking funny. There was a whole thing about you being Mr. Bellagio for some reason.
An interview. Made,
yeah. Hello, how did you get this idea? And then you can summarize it.
It was basically I had the dreams to build the Bellagio Hotel. But it took me 50 years to make it. So I was like, oh yeah, I established it in 1920, but it was built in 1950, so stupid.
And there were plans for the Bellagio too.
Yeah. There are plans. It's still in the works.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's gonna take another 50 years.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be stacked on top of the current Bellagio.
Yeah.
They're just gonna stack another one on top.
Like that. Yeah, it's great. We're gonna see it in the future. Just watch. Just kidding.
We laugh a lot.
It was fun. Especially because it was just us two.
Yeah.
We know how to party. With just two people. Because, if one person isn't vibing, then immediately, there's no way you will be vibing on your own, for the most part.
Right.
We kind of bring it all the way down, so. If we were in a group and one person can chill. But, with just two of us, we had to keep the fucking party going. And I think we did, man. Most people go in, big groups. So there's always someone to keep the energy going. But with us, it was this vibing between you and me. And it was cool. I liked it.
Yeah. We walked a lot.
We really did.
Let's see. Let me check my Samsung, whatever.
Well, you got, 24,000 steps in one day.
Yeah. Let's see.
And I feel for us, we walk a lot because of the dogs.
Yeah, 24,800 steps.
Ooh.
23,000.
And I would still consider that a vacation.
Yeah.
Because it was dope.
That was dope. Tell me about, the ambiance.
We just said it. That's the vibe. Is ambiance different?
Of the whole place,
Kind of dead.
Yeah, Thursday was really dead.
Yeah.
Friday, I feel it was more on Friday than even today.
Yeah. I think so, too. That's what I'm saying, because everyone started partying on Friday. Because now it's okay, Thanksgiving's out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was popping.
It was.
And that's why, we still did a lot, going on the Eiffel Tower, the roller coaster, and, we bought a bunch of shit. Not really, but, stopped by a lot of the shops.
Okay, bye!
Already? What?
Yeah, we still have some miss, but I'm bored now. Bye!